With your shus, I think we will, where do we get up to in the Gemara? Let's see. I think we're up to Rava Amar. So if you remember, we had three answers in the end to why you need a Leha. First one was Heichad Nasa Meis V'Meis V'Chav Nasa Chai. Second one, because you'd have a Hav, meaning we matter a Rais for Yibam based on Akesha de Rabbi Yonah. And the third answer is Rava Rava Amar Erva Lo Tzricha Kra De'en Ase Doch Lo Sasha Sheyesh Bo Kareis Ki Yitzra Kra L'Meisir Tzara. Rava says, Ein Achanami, we misunderstood it the whole time. We took the Lashon, the original Bryce on Daf Gimel and Beis too literally. You don't need a pasuk to aser erva because ein asei doch lo sashi yish bakaris. The reason for the pasuk is only to aser tsaros. Ki yitzrukah the meisur tsar ve'erva lo tzricha krava tanya. Didn't the brayse ein le elahi that you first needed to learn the chizos and namishem tsarasa? Doesn't really mean you need the gzera shava leha leha to aser the erva. It's just a way to segue into tsarasa. Aba katani ein le elahein. That's talking about the fact that it's all arise, not just opposition. Mishum Tzarasayim, that's just a segue into Tzarasayim. Toshma, but Rebbe says, V'lokach, V'lokach, V'yabam, V'yibma, meaning the extra hay at the end of V'lokach and V'yabim. Lesser Tzoros Va'arayos. So there's two extra letters, one to Aser Tzoros, one to Aser Arayos. No, what he means is, Aim a lesser Tzoros Shel Arayos. That's Lavdavki, means to Aser the Tzoros of the Arayos, but the Arayos themselves are Aser Misvara. Because of Ein Asei Docho Sashi Shokaris, V'ha Trey Kroi Kanasiv. But doesn't he have two extra letters? My love chad le'er v'chad le'tzor lo idiv le'tzor chad le'mitzvah tzor makom mitzvah chad le'mishrei tzor shel lo b'makom mitzvah. Really, the reason he needs two extra letters is both for the tzoros, one to aser tzoros b'makom mitzvah, and the other to matar tzoros shel lo b'makom mitzvah. This is, we're not going to repeat all the tzoros lamedus now, but remember a big chakira about tzoros is the iser of tzoros an independent osur on the tzora. Or is it just a patur yibum and then meilish eishtach shalom makom mitzvah? Clearly we see, even in Rebbe, there's a hav, meaning it's an independent isser having nothing to do with yibum, because if you only had one letter, that might aser tzaros, even shalom makom mitzvah. But you have two extra letters, that teaches us there's two categories, but makom mitzvah aser, shalom makom mitzvah mutter. We're not going to chazer that chakira now. My time of v'yavim, v'yibma, v'yibim, v'yibma, v'makom yibum, v'dasi yitzar, shalom makom yibim, shari yitzar. So the extra hay of a lakha, Ulakacha rather, says that it's is Aser, and the extra hay of the Yibma says, but only Rakum Yibam, in a Stam case of a Stam stranger who is married to my daughter and Tzara, the Tzara's mutter. Amar Avashi Masnisa Nami Dika, like Ravat Tiftani Chamish Ashenash and Potros Tzara, say, and the Ilu Pturas Potros Lokatani Shma Mina. The Mishnah says that Chamish Ashenash and Potros Tzara, say, him. Oh, why does it ever say they themselves are pturos? Shema Amina, it's obvious they themselves are pturos, because we already know that there's arayas out there, and it's obvious that you do not doch arayas, the only chiddush is soros, where you need a pasuk for. And then Rava gets even a little more radical. Umayshna erevo dul tzricha kra. The Rishonim explained this question only on the Chacham, not on Rebbe. Maishna ever lo tzricha kra de'ena se doch lo sashi yish bakareis. Tzorin nami lo tibai kra misham de'ena se doch lo sashi yish bakareis. Just like you don't need a pasuk to ask for even for a rayas, because asay is not docha lo sashi yish bakaris. Likewise, tzoros. If it hadn't said aleho, it had just said litzror, you would have known tzoros of ervar aser, meaning tzoros of ever in general is a new iser. That's clearly the havmina. And they have kares, because they're in the parsha of arayas. So you would have known that to be yamin tzoros, according to the chachamim. So, Amr Lirach Barbibi Mar Liravina Hakam Shade Rav Tsar Namilus Rukaki, it's called the Meshre Tsara Shalom Bimako Mitzvah. My time on recall Lehob Makabaleo, Dasira Shalom Makam Aleha Sharia. Okay, that's enough. Let's stick on Amanala for now. But basically, Rav in the end says you don't need a Pasuk Asr Tsaros because it has Kares. You don't need, you need the Pasuk of Aleha to teach you that Soros are only Aser Mako Mitzvah and not Shalob Mako Mitzvah. Okay, and again, the lumdish implication of this Havmina Maskana, both in Rebbe and Chachamim, Havmina Aser all Soros, even if they're married to a stranger. Kamashlan, only Mako Mibam, is a Chakir we've already discussed at significant length. So now, with your Rishos, I will go completely off the daf for a bit, because there are some, you know, sort of sheer clullies that need to get addressed at some point, I think, during the year. And some of them are on the daf many parking later, and that doesn't help us. So I'll point out that the Reb Chaim used not our Gemara specifically, the end here in Daf Ches, but the whole enterprise of Aleha, the whole Shtak of Atari, the last 5 blocks, he used that for an important Chakira that he made. Reb Chaim has the following Chakira. The pasuk says, "Ki yesh v'achem yachtov meisachad mehem avenin lo lo siyetsa meisachut lish zar." Says the mitzvah say, "Yivama yavo aleha," right? He should do bia, ulutacha lo le isha, and he should marry her. V'yivma, and he should do yibam, which is okay. I don't know what do yibam means. L'chor, that's somewhat of a circular word. Whatever the pasuk's talking about, that's what yibam is. But it has two, right? It's hard to make any deal because the Torah says the mitzvah of yibam is to do yibam. Okay, that hasn't added any information yet. But we have two words in this pasuk that are well known to us from all over Chumash. Yavo lehabia, we know exactly what bia means. And bia, as we know, for example, well, actually, no. So Pasha, at least in from Yehuda's perspective, he says, Hava no avo elayich. I don't know what really happened to leave the Emes, because Yehuda didn't know who she was yet. But that had nothing to do with marrying anyone, right? That's Hava no avo elayich. Bia means bia. We know what bia means. And lekachalo leisha, we also know what likuchin means, right? The Sati Kes was the kach mimeni. Right? Likuchin means marriage. Here the Torah tells us two things. Yavo lehabia and lekacha and marriage. And clearly they're linked here. Meaning this is just pasuk pshat and everyone learns this in kindergarten. That as opposed to a regular chasen and kala, okay, we'll get to see soon enough, a regular chasen and kala can have choice between nowadays two ways of getting married and they always pick kesef. And that's a perfectly fine marriage right there. Right? Come back in a few weeks. You'll get to see it with your own eyes. That through a ring alone, which in and of itself has nothing to do with people, you can create a marriage. But Yibam is different. We all know that Hayavama, first mission Kedushin, is not nicknamed because for start, specifically, Bia. Right? So obviously there's some link here. The Bia and the Likuchin are a package deal. The question is, what is the mitzvah saseh? Whenever two things come together, whenever two things end up coming together, Lamdan is always curious to know. Rav Chaim, for example, he was a Lamdan, if anyone was. So Rav Chaim very much wanted to know which of these two things is the mitzvah saseh, and which of these two things is just comes along with it. Right? What's the mitzvah saseh, and what just comes along with it? Rav Chaim had a chakira. This is the one of the stencils that I put on the previous Makoro sheet. Here, Hakira is the mitzvah say of Yibam, Yivama Yavo Leha. Then why did the Torah need Lekachalo Leisha? So he doesn't clarify that so much, but the Afike Yam that I think I put on this Makoro sheet, on this Xerox sheet, explains, you know, we'll see in a second, we'll read inside in a second maybe, but the Afike Yam suggests that what Lukachal Isha is a heter. Yavama Yavama Leha, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Bia. There's a fringe benefit. Lukachal Leisha, that even though you might have thought that you shouldn't marry her, why might you have thought you shouldn't marry her? Obviously. Because she's Isha's Ach. Now the fringe benefit of Lukachal Leisha, we'll get to that very soon. Bottom of the Chesem and Beis, then Nasis Ke Ishto L'chol Davar. Right, so yeah, there's a mitzvah to say yom voleha, and the fringe benefit of doing mitzvah says, right, schar mitzvah b'hai alma, a shtikalika. The fringe benefit is, l'kachlo isha, she's ishta l'chol davar, and you can choose to keep her, you can choose not to keep her, you know, whatever it is that normal people choose. You choose to divorce and remarry her, whatever it is that normal people choose to do when they are married. So that's one possibility, or the other possibility is no. Lekachalo Isha, the mitzvah is marrying her. The mitzvah is having the chalos kiddushin. So why does it say yavo aleha? To teach us the way to make the chalos kiddushin is kiddushin bia, because kesed and shtar are not tofes. So the only choice you have is through bia. So that is a reasonable chakira. What is the mitzvah called yibam? For sure, the mitzvah is to do yibam. But what is that mitzvah called Yibam? Is the mitzvah Bia and Ulekacha is a heter? Or is the mitzvah marriage? Is the mitzvah kiddushin? And yavo leha is the way to be mekadesh. Now, what is the if you look at this makorah sheet that I gave out last time? I apologize, I lost the copies that were left over last time. So if you don't have one, look with your neighbor or just listen very hard. The Chinuch says, for example, Shenitztav Misha Meis Achiv Lohiniach Banim, that's the third thing in the Makor sheet, that's what we're up to. Likach Eishes Achiv HaMeis Lo Leisha. Likach Lo Leisha, that's clear biblical Hebrew language. Again, nowadays we say other words. But Likach Lo Leisha means Kedushin, means getting married in Ivrit Mikra it. V'zeo anikra yibum b'tor v'diroh seinu zav. V'zeo anemar yavam yavoh aleha. What does it mean yavam yavoh aleha b'chuli? It means you should do likuchin. How do you do likuchin? Do likuchin through bia, because kesem and shtar are not tofes. But the chino is definitely taking this side of the chakira.
Later on in Dine Mitzvah, you know, Slashim is a mitzvah of the God of Yavim.
No, what that means is the midivrei sofrim, you have to do kedusha kesef or shtar before the bia. You have to do kesef or shtar before the bia. You know, let's see, just to be very clear, because you're right, there's not a normal way of kedusha. I mean, the mitzvah is to get married. So midaraisa, the way to get married through bia, midaraisa sofrim, you have to do a different kedushin and then bia. But it's clearly, he thinks the mitzvah is likach l'isha. Just midaraisa, you do a weird kind of kedushin that's non-standard nowadays, the post-Rav days. And midrabanan, you have to do two steps. Okay, the chinuch is pretty clear on that. I thought also the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, I never know, yeah.
I guess it's a more question. But to say that it's marriage, then isn't the pasuk either redundant or the order is off?
Yivama yivava leha, he should do bia ulkach l'isha, and that bia will create a marriage.
If you want to say bia is marriage in that case, it just becomes...
No, because it's not two things in the Torah. You're reading as two steps, no. It's like if I tell you, you know, press the button and the fan will go on. It's one step. It's what you do and then what that means. Right? So that's what you do bia, and what the bia is it means is that it's likuchin. Just like it. I'm not trying to press the button. That's not important. I'm trying to get the fan to go on. So they tell you, press the button and the fan will go on. That's one step. Pressing the button is what you do, and the fan going on is what you're accomplishing. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos also, I'll point out, any Sephardim here? No? I don't know, I didn't, you always have to be a little suspicious if you don't check the original Arabic in the Sefer HaMitzvos, but since I'm Ashkenazi, I don't speak Arabic, so I shouldn't say Sephardim, I say Yidot Mizrach, I don't speak Arabic, but if someone does, they could check the original Arabic, just to make sure that there's no misunderstanding here, but assuming, you know, assuming that that the translation is accurate, he says, "Who should sivanu the 216th essay?" Also, he quotes sivanu yavo aleha. What's the mitzvah? Liyos no seis aishes achiv. Right, the mitzvah is to get married. The way you get married is to be a, but the mitzvah is to get married. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah seems to give the chinuch. I will admit straight off the mainstream understanding of the Rov, Rishonim, and Achronim is that the mitzvah is to get married. The mitzvah is to have a chalos ishus, to become man and wife. That's the mitzvah say. Bia is the way to do this, create this marriage, but the kiyum is in the marriage. We'll see that in a lot of Rishonim and Achronim, I think that is the mainstream way. But Rav Chaim is Medayik from our Sugya, Lehefech. If you look here, I didn't have the Grach Lashas on my, it's not on any of the Bar Ilans or anything, right? The Grach of the Rambam is what we call the Chibur, but the Grach Lashas, what we call the stencil, is not, but in the Afika Yam, who's a Talmud, I believe, he brings down the same diyuk. Uvesugi zudal lev d'matrin nach yofus d'asei doch losas sheish bakaris ulahach yitzrich alel l'meisar achuzish miyibam v'ilav krav min d'asei diyibam doch losas d'arayis v'zeh shaklim t'arim v'chol ashita sham kashe li et etc. Right? What's the whole premise of our sugya? The whole premise of our sugya is that there's a havamina to have yibam by arayis, right? The whole premise of our sugya. Havamina to have yibam by arayis. Ah, what's the havmin of yibam by arayos? What can you not have by arayos? Tfisas kedushin, right? So, what's the havmin of yibam by arayos? I don't know. Is there a havmin to have yibam, on this table? No, because I can't get married. There's no such thing as marrying a table, right? There's no such thing as marrying a building. Obviously, there's no havmin of yibam to if your brother left an apartment building, because you can't be married to an apartment building. It's not a chefta that you can be married to. Likewise, arayos. Forget about where the small stuff here. Is it a doche kares? Is it not doche kares? The havamin of ishtri, havamin of hekeshet Rabbi Yonah, etc. This is all shtus to hevel. Why? You can't. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter something mutter or usser if it's impossible. Right? Mutter or usser is only relevant for things that are possible. It doesn't really matter whether it is mutter or usser for me to flap my wings and fly like a bird, because I'm not going to do it anyway. So, who cares if it's mutter or usser? Who needs a lel? Who needs this whole discussion? What's the having do yibam for arayos? You can't do yibam for arayos because they can't be married to you. That the Afika Yam says, which is he's just quoting Rav Chaim. Lufiz et sort of in lechor. The mighty kamli al the inkedushin told him how you crease us. Vafilu in kinyan kedushin how you kinyan had to go. Kinyan kabshar of kesem. Even if there's no isser, right? Is there isser to give money? Is there isser to give rings to anyone in the world? You're allowed to give a ring to anyone in the world. Right? Or at least someone who's not over to Rizar. You're allowed to give a ring to anyone in the world. So, is there an isser for me to give my sister a ring? No. Is there an isser for me to say the words Harriet Mekudeshesli, my sister? No. Is she married to me? No, because regardless of whether or not there's an isser, the just Kiddushin or not, Tofes. Right? It says, the etzma Kiddushin will have isser karis. There's no isser to do Kiddushin, at least no isser karis, but I ain't tosu gomis. Sederim came in the Intifisus Kedushin Machayvi Kriest and came, my Mahani was just saying Masay Yim Lokasas of Karis. Who cares about the whole discussion of Masay Dofa Losas of Karis? He had some Akinyan Behatur. Taka, maybe it is Mutter. Who cares? Shalom Asa Israel Yeher Rasav, only Komak and came in the Erva, he the Ain Bakinyan, Validea Say Luhutra Gamer Rakhtin Nidche, Loli Olam Raklasias Akinyan, and came, Misdavi the Kim Ratsmusa Chayvi Kriest Silo, the Afshal Asa Israel Bakinyan, Lo Adam and Kadish Kazmi Alma. Whether it's mutter or not, even if it's mutter for me to give my sister a ring, and yet she's not married to me, she's a chetzer erva. So even if, they wouldn't have a havmina that it's mutter to be, you have marayas. It just wouldn't work. It's impossible. And you can't do something if it's impossible. The gamkin kin had to close a little tough. It's vachin amis foreign of senes, lo yich no sa, the gam shas sees a kin lo huch lo rach nidcha iso lo gami mitzvah. We'll come back to that formulation. We're prakta is chalos a kin yin, the hainu l'achar arbas, shuvah suru lo kshahayu, lo mistabit yich no sa, Right? So there's no harm in a seidoch lo sasu because you just can't do the assay no matter how hard you try because you can't be mekadisher.
So really, whatever you're going to have to say that allows you to work by Eishasaf, to work by the rice as well.
Okay, so hold that thought. The yoso hayim estaber, he says, lachriach mizeh. It would make more sense to say. The ain kima say toluy b'kinyasa. So what does the Afika Yam decide? That it must be that the mitzvah has nothing to do with being kona her. The mitzvah has nothing to do with the chalos of the ishas. The avim nomer d'lo kani l'makom makom kima say divam yulam. Even without a kinyan, even if you're not married to her, even though there's no tzvi skidushin, you're still makayim the assay. Because what's the assay? He says the assay is not l'kachalol isha. The assay is divam yulam. A bia is a bia. As long as you're matched to the bia, that's good enough. I'm reading also Zayin. V'chem estaber debelav hachi afim kanal mikom makom tzarich legarsha teichet. V'chem by Yosef lanu teis koach akinyan shelo. Vadich sivikol koach lo leisha adva. Asi leheter bi'alma de in tzarich legarsha teichet the naskiyish the whole davar. What about koach lo leisha? No, that's not the mitzvah. That's a heter bi'alma. Koach lo leisha is a nice heter. You don't have to divorce her, you can stay married to her. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Rami Yavu Lahal. Well, Gamov and all you can also gam kim kaim mitzvah. Even if there's no kinyan, no mitzvah to be a davad and lamasa the kaim mechavi lam mechavi krisa achim yiknosa. The filo hakim where b'shas the kaim lase. After all, chavi krisas, be a shnias usser. We learned that a million times. You're mechavi the say even though you're going to divorce her in a second. Why? Because you did bia. Bia is bia. In kain hoa den heich lo kani klal, the kinyanu in the mole klum, rakshat tzrich get, the lo mastavit uzei yatol kim ase. Why does he say, look, I can be boel her, do the mitzvah, and then divorce her 1 second later. And that's a mitzvah, even though I'm divorcing her 1 second later. So it's also a mitzvah, even if I was never mekadosh her in the first place. If you did bia, you did bia. Yavama yavo alecha. Then he answered, well, stimas achronim zalo nirakein, tzarech biur. All the achronim don't sound like that. This is not the mainstream shita, but it says the afikayam. Right? He says, no. The mitzvah is yavama yavo alecha. The fringe benefit is l'kacha lo l'isha. And okay, if you have it, you have it. If not, not. But the mitzvah is the bia. And basically, what's he saying here? He's saying, what about our sugya? What's the hava mina to do yibam to arayos if there's no tfisas kiddushin? What's the hava mina to do yibam arayos if there's no tfisas kiddushin? So, says Rav Chaim and the Afikayam, that's nicha if you think the mitzvah is bia. So the mitzvah is bia, of course you have a havmin to do bia. Whether they'll be mekudeshes to you or not, that's a different issue. That's a side point. That's a fringe benefit. That's not our problem. Right? Taka, they won't be married to you. Taka, you won't have l'kach lo l'isha, but that's fine. L'kach lo l'isha is a heter. That's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is yavo aleha. The havmin is to be bo aleha to the seiz no chalosasa sheish bakaris. However, what about the mainstream approach? The mainstream approach is that the mitzvah is the kinyan, right? Let's call it kinyan, right? Again, not to prejudice Yanta's question before. The mitzvah is the kinyan. Well, kach lo l'isha. So the mitzvah is the kinyan. What's the havmina? What's the whole havmina in our sugya?
It's only a havmina.
It's only a havmina, but it's
a in different ways each time because we say that.
Okay, yeah. You're right. On the one you could say it, El, it's only a havmina, but they seem to take this havmina pretty seriously, right? It keeps us busy for pages and pages, even though it's only a havmina. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to it. You could say only a havmina, but could you do better? What could? How can you be docha the grach raya? Right? How can you be docha the grach raya? If I ask you, right, if I'd woken you up a week ago in the middle of the night and ask you, what's the kiyum asay of Yivam, to be Boel or to be Kona? And you had read most Rishonim Nachronim previously, what would you answer me? Answer, for sure, to be Kona. That's, you know, that's the lashon they always use in the Mishnayos, the sixth Perek. Haba al Yevimto, want to tell you what's valid, what's not valid, so what does it say? And don't raise your hand, that's the kasha, because I know. Haba yevimto, b'mishog meiz, 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 kana, v'lochilim b'yelubiyah. Kana is always the important word they use. Kenyan is the mitzvah. If Kenyan is the mitzvah, what's the half in Hindu even by my sister-in-law or my daughter? Obviously, I can't be Kona, I can't be married to her.
That's why I made a fiddish, you can. That's what the Pesukim are teaching us.
So what Matan is trying to say, and this is what the Rav answers for the other side here, and this is exactly what the Afikayam was subtly throwing in not to think. What you have to say is either, just a Havmina. I'm not so sure, let's leave it. Maybe what the Rav explains is you could say that if it's mutter to be Boel and Erva, then Kiddushin are Tofsin. You have to say, no. What do we mean by Kiddushin not Tofsin by Arayos? What we mean is that Kiddushin are Tofsin by Arayos when the Arayos are usher to you. But when the Arayos are mutter to you, then Kiddushin are Tofsin by him. What do you mean? Kiddush aren't those arayas because there's an isser. But when arayas are mutter, and I hal ham means that arayas are mutter, either because I say dochelo sasa sheish bakaris, or because of the whole of the ishtari, or because of akesh akesha to Rabbi Yonah, if they're mutter, then Kiddushin Artosa. And normally, Kiddushin Artosa arise because we never heard of a rice being mutter. Who ever heard of a rice being mutter to you? But in a Havamina, in the end, there's no real life case where a rice are mutter to you. But Lu Yitzir, you had a case where a rice were mutter for you, then Kiddushin would be tofsin. Then Kiddushin would be tofsin by a rice. That's what the Rav. Suggests. Then Kiddushin would be tofsin by rice. However, the stipler here in the Yafika Yam, the stipler here has a, I forget what siman, maybe even Aleph there, the very beginning of Kilos Yaakov on Yufamos. And the Yafika Yam here says, you know, we don't love that so much, because what taka was the Havmina for many blot? I say docha lo sase. The Havmina is dechuya. Dechuya means there's still an isser. It's not like there's no isser, there's still an isser. So you're going to tell me that dechuya is enough to make tfisas kiddushin? Joel, dechuya doesn't mean there's no isser, like Matan was trying to like fool me into thinking. Dechuya means there is an isser, but it's justified.
Why wouldn't that be enough to make tfisas kiddushin?
Because there's still a... Okay, hold that. What do you mean by that? What do you mean? There is an isser. There's still a chesed shel arayus. Just you have justification to do a mitzvah. So what do you mean?
So then, if you have justification to do a mitzvah, so then kiddushin are tofus anyway. You know there's still.
I thought you were going to say a little better.
There's no loan.
Okay, so let's just. Hold on a second.
The kareis that causes the iser, not the mice.
What are you going to say? If it's mutter to boil an erva, then kiddushin are tofsin. But why? Meaning it's not really mutter. It's only dechuya. So what you have to say is either like the Rav or like the Avnei Miluim. I am, with your apologize, going to oversimplify the Avnei Miluim. But Bli Neder, I'll owe you when we get another next week. I will go through the Avnei Miluim and, you know, show you the true complexity of what he was saying. I think what you can answer here... Anyway, I just realized something else. But let's just... The kasha on the Rav is... It's only dechuya, right? Meaning, whole history might be hutra. Hekesh Rav Yonah might be hutra. But Dav Gimel through Dav Zayin is dechuya, right? The end of Gimel and Beis till the top of Zion of the base is Dechuya. So what's the Hami? Why should Dechuya make Kiddushin Tofsim? The Isser's in full force. So what you could say is, to answer up this Kasha on the Rav, is number one what the Stipler says. The Stipler says that our Sugya holds that Asei Dokolosase is Hutra. Remember, we had a whole one of this. Asei Dokolosase really Dechuya, that's a simple shot. Or maybe it's really Hutra. After all, there might be a sheet. I remember the Stechemet quoted that one way of understanding, which I didn't love, the Tosos and the Nachos, is that really, even if Eifshel is Kushneim, it's Mutter Midoraisa. So maybe Midoraisa it's really Hutra. Or maybe, like Rav Nissim going, even though it depends on Eifshel Kushneim, it's really Hutra Lagamri. It's really a Heter Gomer. So if you say Asei Dokel Osasa is really Hutra, then we understand. Hutra means there's no Isser Erev at all. If there's no Isser Erev at all, you should have Tfisas Kiddushin. A second possibility is the Avnei Miluim. That's the one I put in brackets. A Yud Ches is cut in Aleph. There's only one Avnei Miluim Yud Ches. Yud Ches is a very short Siman of Ibn Ezra. Anyway, we're asking if you want to take Bechina on a whole Siman of Ibn Ezra, pick Yud Ches. Right? It says, I think the Mechaber is like five words, right? That Kiddushin are Tofsin B'chai B'lavin. The Ramah has like another four, but not B'chai B'Krisus. And there's one little Avnei Miluim, and no one has that much to say. But the Avnei Miluim, then, he brings up the Tosaf at the end of Chesed Beis, we'll come back to. He has a good chap, this Avnei Miluim. Maybe we should say the Rav first. Because who was quoting me the Rav? Was that Aaron? Right. The Rav says that the Isser Kares is Mafkia Kiddushin, not the Shem Erva. The Rav says, really, Kiddushin is Tofsin Bar Rayos. It's just not tofsim when you're chayiv kares. And therefore, even if it's just a chuya, as long as you're not chayiv kares, then only the onesh kares mafkia the kiddushin. Basically, if I try to marry someone and I'm chayiv kares on them, even if I'm not chayiv kares under the chuppah with giving the ring, but I'm chayiv kiddushin asking the surah labiyah, right? If I try to marry someone, I'm chayiv kares for them, the kares is what takes away the kiddushin. But as long as it's the chuya, there's no kares, so the kiddushin's alive. The Avnei Miluim has a very clever answer to this. Now, let me be fair. The Avnei Miluim, he wasn't thinking of Rav Chaim. He wasn't thinking the Afika Yam. You know, the Rav, the Stipler, are thinking of Rav Chaim and the Afika Yam. Right? Because, and that's what they learned. The Avnei Miluim obviously wasn't learning Rav Chaim. And he wasn't even thinking directly along Rav Chaim's lines. But indirectly, he was saying the same exact thing. The Avnei Miluim has a great chap. He says, you know why Kiddushin are, does he say it this way? One second. Maybe he says it a little bit of a different way. Hold on, is this gonna work? Give me one second. You know, okay, I'm not convinced, let's come back to it. I'm not convinced yet. Maybe I'm not ready to say it's over yet. Will this work? What do you think? The Avnei Miluim's his basic comp is that if the mitzvah is the kinyan, then the dechuya has to allow the kinyan also. That's his basic comp. He's not coming from this angle, so I don't know if I should put him here because he's addressing a different question. But maybe you could say Al-Pi the Avnei Miluim, that Mimanashach, if the mitzvah is to marry her, to be Kona, then even if it's just the Chuya, if the Asay is Docha the Itfisas Kedushin, just like the Asay is Docha the Isser, the Asay is Docha the Itfisas Kedushin. The question is that really going to work? Yeah, it's a bit of a, it's a bit of a chiddush. I'm not sure if you give this answer. You could say maybe, since the only way to be kind of the mitzvah is to marry her, and the assay is docheh lul saseh, the assay has to be docheh the shame erva entirely, and matr kiddushin. Otherwise, it wouldn't, otherwise you couldn't do the mitzvah. But now,
what's the problem with it?
What?
Isn't that what usually people do in general? Is it,
but like, the problem is that Asay shouldn't be Docha a fact. It should only be Docha an Isra. So he's actually saying it a little bit differently. So you know what? Let's leave that for now. Let's stick with these two ways. I just realized, though, that maybe you could say a different answer than this whole Derech of the Rav. Right? Let's call this one. I just realized you could say maybe a whole different part than the Rav. And this is based on could you say a whole different part of the Rav? You take the mainstream approach that the mitzvah is to marry her. If you take the mainstream approach that the mitzvah is to marry her, but you say if the mitzvah is to marry her, what's the having to marry Arayos? So on Derech is the Rav, Taka, you can marry a Rayos as long as there's a Dichoy of the Isser. Either because there's a Heter of the Isser, or because even a Dichoy of the Isser is enough. But you could say it a different way also. There's a famous Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. One second. And I apologize for being a mess. I think you could say a nice vert if I can find what I'm looking for. One second. Yeah. If you turn in your Gemaras, maybe you could say like this. And you'll tell me if you think this is a good idea. Turn in your Gemaras to Daf Mem Pes. Amud Beis. There's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Mem Pes Amud Beis. The top of Daf and Beis just said everyone agrees if you're bowl a nida and a sota that the vlad's not a vala sota in a vlad mamzer nida the tafsiba kiddushin. Why vlad mamzer always goes with tfisa's kiddushin? Why? We'll get a chance to discuss them here to Hashem. But a nida the vlad's not a mamzer because this tfisa's kiddushin. Remember to he need to saw a love a filu shas nidusa tafsiba kiddushin. So tanami da tafsiba kiddushin. Right? So sota nida, there's tfisa's kiddusha, so therefore there's no mamzeris. How do we know there is tfisa's kiddushin? So, Rashi says, in the second Rashi, the tafsi ba kiddushin le'isha, the avlap shizin, so lo pakimina kiddushin rishonim. Rashi says, what does Rashi say? That tfisa's kiddushin means the kiddushin don't disappear. All the achronim died from this Rashi. That in Arayos, if you have kiddushin, it would disappear. Since the kiddushin doesn't disappear from your wife every time she's a nida, and doesn't disappear from a woman who's a sota, she still has a husband. The Torah says she still has a husband who brings the mincha for her. Therefore, we see that they're not arayos. Okay, so Rashi assumes that in that tfisa's kiddushin, the result of tfisa's kiddushin is impossible for arayos. There's a famous machloksu between Rashi and I think the Tosos is here. Tosos says peir sota nami the tafsi kiddushin peirish bekuntres the avlach shizinsel opaki midak kiddusha rishonim v'kashal ri. The nida nami lo paki kiddushel afilu haki itzrakrala suri tafsi b'kiddushin v'amri digarshinu kein bro svarim so tanami aksiv b'havayi v'tafsi b'kiddushin peres kishegersha umach zira v'havayi tichsiv v'anikral lios lo le'isha. Tos argues in Rashi, Tos says no. The fact that kiddushin doesn't disappear proves nothing. It's that, and a nida and a sota, you can even create new kiddushin. So, the Achronim understands the machlok is Rashi and Tosfos here. When we have arayos, Rashi holds that kiddushin paki. Even if she is mekudeshes, the kiddushin would disappear on arayos. While Tosfos holds that efshar lehatfis kiddushin ba arayos, but if she's already mekudeshes, then they don't disappear. Right? That's the machlokesim Rashi tells in the Tesson base. Rashi holds that. There can't be kiddushin of arayos. The kiddushin would disappear if someone became an erva. While Tos holds, no, of course kiddushin don't disappear. That's obvious. Kiddushin never disappears. It just means you can't make a new kiddushin by arayos. Now, let's think about this. Tell me if you like this idea. Let's assume like Tosfos. Tosfos says, you could have kiddushin by arayos, you just can't create kiddushin by arayos. Now, let's ask ourselves a chakira about Yibam. What chakira do I want to ask ourselves about Yibam, Daniel? What? Well, we might have mentioned this once a little. Is the Yavam creating kiddushin when he does Yibam? Sort of looks like it, right? But maybe he's not creating. Maybe what he's really doing is stepping into the shoes of his brother. Right? Who says he's creating? Maybe he's not creating. Maybe he's just continuing Kiddushin. After all, the Gemara in Kiddushin Gimel Abay says, Yavam lo ikri acher, right? A Yavam is not called an ish acher. And the Gemara says, on Daf, Daf Dalman Beis in Kiddushin, how do we know there's Kiddushin Bia? Says, maybe learn from Yavama. Mali Yavam Shein Zukuka V'Yomedes. Right? Yavama is Zukuka V'Yomedes. I mean, you can't learn Kiddushin Bia from Yavama. Because Yavama's already Zakuka. Now, what that means is a good question, which we'll have to come back to. Maybe what it means, Yavama's already married. You're not marrying the Yavama.
You're just stepping into the shoes of a previous kiddushin. Uvavad, she takes subasa al nisei ba'al arishon. She doesn't collect her ksuba from Shimon. She collects her ksuba from the estate of Reuven. Midrabanan, they're metakan. If Reuven had no money, she collects from Shimon. But maybe you could say like this. Maybe you could say like this. If you assume like Tosfos, I realize you've read through it very quickly, but if you're writing in it, you'll see where they're going to get this machlokas from. If you make two assumptions, one not such a crazy assumption, Tosfos, Testament Beis, you can have Kiddushin by a Raius, you just can't create it. Then maybe you could say, right? You could say that Yavam is not creating Kiddushin. He's just continuing the dead brother's Kiddushin. If you say he's not creating Kiddushin, he's just continuing Kiddushin, then maybe you can answer Reb Chaim's deal. Reb Chaim says, how can it be a mitzvah? How can it be a mitzvah to marry your Yavama? You can't create Kiddushin by Chayvei Krisos. Maybe the answer is, because the mitzvah is not to do Kiddushin and marry her. The mitzvah is to take over the brother's marriage, to continue a marriage. And even though you can't create Kiddushin by Arayos, maybe you can continue Kiddushin by Arayos. Vaharaya, you know, Tosa says, Nida, even without a pasuk, you're still married if your wife becomes a Nida. That you don't even need a pasuk to prove. That's obvious that Kiddushin can stick around if someone becomes an Erva. Again, all the half meaning a Nida would be an Erva. I and our alumnus in the base of an Aleph. But maybe you can give this as a second answer. You could say that Arayus doesn't cancel Kiddushin. It just stops it from being Chal in the first place. And here you're not trying to make Kiddushin. You're not doing Kiddushin Biyah to your Yavama. You're not doing Kiddushin Biyah. No. You're just stepping into your brother's Kiddushin through the Biyah. When you step into your brother's Kiddushin, that's continuing a Kiddushin, not making a new Kiddushin. And you can continue a Kiddushin with Arayos. Maybe that's the Havamina. So we have two different ways of understanding the Havamina. Way one of understanding the Havamina is, well, three. Number one is the mitzvah is Biyah, Shalom al Yisrael. No one ever said you have to be married to your Yavama. Way two is, no, you do have to marry your Yavama. Oh, how can you marry if she's Arayos? You can taka marry Arayos if you have a heter. Either because it's Hutra, or because even if it's a Huya, if there's no Kares, you're allowed to get married. Or, the third Derech, says, no, the mitzvah is to be, not to create a marriage with your Yavama. The mitzvah is to step into the marriage with your Yavama, to continue a marriage with your Yavama, not to create a new one. We'll have to get into that Lamdas also, Bli Neder. Right, where do all the Nafkaminas of this Hakira? We'll come back to it. But if you say the mitzvah is to step into an existing marriage and not create a new marriage, then maybe it's not so crazy. You can't create a new marriage with Arayus, but you can continue an existing marriage with Arayus according to Tosfos against Rashi. Yes?
According to the Brach, the mitzvah you would have been to do Biyah and nothing else would happen. You'd do Biyah and that's it. You should call
it. Exactly. According to the Brach, the Havin is that the mitzvah is to do Biyah, you'll be Bol, your Achos Isha, and then you'll go home without a get. Exactly. But according to the other derech, no. Obviously, the Havi's mitzvah is to be married to your Achos Isha or your Bas, etc. How can I be married to my daughter? Either the answer is Taka, if there's no Kares, if there's the Heter, I can't be married to my daughter. The answer is I can't create a marriage with my daughter. But if I'm continuing an existing marriage, it's as if my brother was married to this to my daughter, and then he turned it to me. So now it ended up being a Raius. But since it's just a continuation of an existing marriage, it can still exist. Maybe that's another way out. That's not what all of the Rav and all the Achronim discuss. But I think it's not a crazy idea. Yes?
Just to clarify, because if she's in Nidat Shas Kiddushin, then it's not Chal?
The Havamina. In the end, we decide there's no one Zeres from Nida because Nida is not really a Raius. But we're asking what's the Havamina. In the Havamina that Nida and Sota are Raius, Rashi said it means the Kiddushin will disappear. Therefore, it's not such a great Havamina. And Tulsa says it just means you can't make a new Kiddushin. Okay, now, let's just go back and think of, now that we fit it into the Bahalach, not our sugya particularly, but our sugya in general, let's just think of some nafkaminas of, back to this original Chakira. Is the mitzvah Biyah, or is the mitzvah Kinyan? So if the mitzvah is Biyah, then the Havmina, Daf Gimel, and Dalet, and Hey, and Vav, and Zion is very obvious. If the mitzvah is Kinyan, you have to work on the Havmina a little. Fine.
Can anyone think of a nafkamina, whether the mitzvah is bia or the mitzvah is kinyan? So obviously, there's two kinds of nafkaminas. If you find a case of bia without kinyan or kinyan without bia, right? Now you just have to come up with the cases. How can you have a case of bia without kinyan? Ah, habal yavimta! Who's smart enough? I mean, anyone who read some Makaros. But who's smart enough to come up with a case of bia without kinyan? How are you going to come up with bia without kinyan? Remember the sixth parak. The sixth parak says, Haba'al yavimto, bain, it sounds like it's not leaving you a case. Bain b'shogeg, bain b'mezid, bain b'ones, bain b'rotzon, filo hu shogeg, v'himzida, hu mezid, hi shogeg, hu onus, filo anusa, hu anus, hi anusa, filo anus, echana ma'arev, echana gomer, kana, v'lo chilek ben bia l'bia. Lo chilek ben bia l'bia. Every bia is kone, with das, without das, this case, that case. So who's clever enough to come up with a case of bia that's not kone? After all, every kind of bia is kone. So what case did the Achronim come up with a bia that's not kone? What? No, Heroi is kone. Echad hamarev, echad agomer kone. What kind of bia is not kone? It's not a kind of bia, right? That's not going to work. Lo chilek ben bia l'bia. But in what circumstances might bia not be kone? What if there's no eidim, right? Right? Dover, dover, right? Dover, dover, mimamo, right? Afishnai eidim yakum dover. What if you do yibum without eidim? This is a big machlokas you're shown in. If yibum needs eidim or not. Meretz Hashem will try to get to that also. The famous Reb Chaim about it, and helps yibum machalitza. I think it's the only Reb Chaim helps yibum machalitza. Very Yisodas dick. But most you're shown in hold that yibum needs eidikiyum. That's the way we, any smarter here? Right? Okay? So, among in David's Gehillo, when they're going to do Yibam, they'll need a Dekiyam for Yibam. Right? But that's not such an Afghamina anyway. But, I mean, Afghamina is you need him for Chalitza, but in any case, Lechachili you do. So they'll need Eidah, okay, they'll rely on Hein Hein Eidah Yichud, Hein Hein Eidah Bia, because, you know, there are Tznias concerns. But they'll need Eidim for Yichud, right? That's the way we paskin. We paskin that you need Eidim for Yichud. What happens if I do some chalos of Dover Sheva Erva without Eidim? Trick question, what happens? What happens if I marry a girl without Eidim or I divorce my wife without Eidim? Nothing happens, right? It's buffalo and vutal, I've done nothing. So here's an interesting question. What if you have Bia without Kinyan? And the only case I can think of where the Achronim deal with this nafkamina explicitly is such as, for example, what about Bia without, what about Bia without Eidim, right? What if you have Bia without Eidim? So did you do a mitzvah or did you not do a mitzvah?
Is Nitka also an example?
Is what?
Nitka, they fell off.
That's a good point. That is bia without. That is also bia without a kinyan. The problem is that it's going to be obvious you didn't do a mitzvah because misasik doesn't count. So, that's a good point. Okay, hold that thought. Now, what about bia without eidim? So this is a discussion in some of the achronim. And for example, I just put the chasam sofer on the bottom of this side one of the sheet, and the noted huda agrees with him. Remember, we saw the machlokas chacham sofer noted huda. Are you chayiv karis or not? That depends on hutra ben afila or not. But they both agree there's no mitzvah, right? If you're boel do yibam without eidim, there's no mitzvah. No mitzvah. Why is there no mitzvah? So that would seem to fit the chacham sofer. And the Nodi Huda both say, there's no mitzvah. The machlokas between them, remember this lamdus, is once there's no mitzvah, you chayiv kares, because it's only hutra mitzvah, or you putter from kares, because it's hutra benefila. Sofer says chayiv kares, and then Nodi Huda says putter from kares. But they both agree there's no mitzvah. Why? Because if you're not kona, there's no mitzvah. If you held like Rav Chaim's side of Kakira, then you should say that there is a mitzvah. I haven't found any Achronim to say that. That's not the mainstream side. But what would the Afikayam say? He would say, Pasha, that is considered a mitzvah. Even if you're bo without even tak, you're not married to her. But it's still a mitzvah.
If you need Edekim for the mitzvah, then why?
No, you don't need Edekim for the mitzvah. You need Edekim for Chol Dover Sheva Erva. Right?
Why can't you say that the B of Yibu is Dover Sheva Erva?
because Davar Sheva'erva isn't behind a mitzvah, Davar Sheva'erva is creating an Isser Arayas or removing an Isser Arayas.
There's no mitzvah you must do it.
No, it's a Mr. Dubia. No, meaning to make her usher to Kuliyama ke Hector, should make her mutter to Kuliyama. The Darsh of Erva here is that now anyone who commits adultery with her is Chayiv Misa, right? That's the Darsh of Erva. The Darsh of Erva is not Chal. The new status is not Chal on her without Edom. But if the mitzvah is Bia, you don't need to make a status on her. After all, it's just as good as in the Havmini, being Yavim, your daughter, or your sister, right? Oh, you don't create any Chalos on her. But it's still a mitzvah. Here also is a mitzvah. By the way, why, obviously, just common sense, why do you think Bia might be a mitzvah even if you don't marry her? Because, obviously, what's the point of Yibam? Is the Mimikayim Zecher, right? The don't tell this to the, right, and why you Torah, all kids under the age of 13 should stop listening now. But Bia works just as well to Mimikayim Zera, whether you're married or you're not married. That's a fact of life. So, also, if you look at Mimikayim Zera, what difference does it make if I'm married now? What difference does it make if I have Eidei Kiyom, if I have Das Moshe V'Yisrael, if now she can share my health insurance or not? Bia's the same. Bia creates the same likelihood of getting pregnant whether you're married or not married. Right? By Murphy's Law, perhaps even greater likelihood if you're not married. But Murphy's Law is not Tofes La Halacha generally. It's not an actual scientific law. Some other examples of this might be, although I don't have any achronim on them, maybe if someone does more research they can find, another example might be, although this is the machlokas Rashi and Tosos that we mentioned on Kiddushin Daf Yud Tes, right? What machlokas Rashi Tosos that we mentioned on Kiddushin Daf Yud Tes? A katan, right? If a katan does yibum, the Gemara says mefurish, a katan's allowed to do yibum. But if a katan does yibum, is he married? Or is he not married? And Rashi says in some place around here, Asher Yenafis Aishas Itz Prat Le Aishas Katan. So he says that Bentesha Shabbal Yevimto, Bentesha Shabbal Yevimto, 1 second. Ben Teisha Shabbal Yevimto Kna, that's a Mishnah in Nida, and Rashi says that means that he's Kone Mida Oraisa. Tosos on the side argument says, no, you can't doubt that a Ben Teisha who does Yibam is Kone, but that's only Midra Banan. So Aliba de Tosos, right? Be without Edom is again Lamanza Omar that you need Edom. Also, you have Bias. Bentesha, Litosos, who holds Lokana Midoraisa. That means Litosos shall Lokana Midoraisa. Tosos, if you do the test, Aleph says, Midoraisa, Bentesha can't have a wife. So
anytime there's no Das Bia, right?
It's not a matter of Das, because you don't need Das. You might need Das of Bia, but a Bentesha can have Das of Bia. He knows he's doing Bia, and he's not reading a book. It means here, Tosos holds this special rule midoraisa that a katan can't have a wife. It's like Xeris Akasov. Aishas Ish. If you're not an Ish, you can't have a wife.
He's not
championing
the
Dominic's
rule, the
Etiach Akasov. No, not at all. So, you could have the same question. What about Bias Bentesha? If you hold like the Afika Yam, then it would be a mitzvah. The Bentesha did the mitzvah. The Bentesha did the mitzvah. He just wasn't koneh yet, but he still did the mitzvah. But if you took the approach of the mainstream approach that you have to marry her to do the mitzvah, then you would have to say, Loki a mitzvah. Oh, why is it mutter? So you'd have no choice but to say, why is it mutter if he didn't do a mitzvah? So you'd have to say, why is it mutter for Ben Tess to do Yibam if he didn't do a mitzvah? Exactly. Then you'd have to say, Putra Binafila, right? In this case, you don't have to. Then you can make two choices. Either say like some sofer, Chayiv Kares, or like the Noda Bihuda, Putra Binafila. But Katam, we know, is Mutra, that's a Gemara later on. So therefore, you have to say, oh, Putra Binafila, but it's not a mitzvah. Another case might be
But this is tricky, what Yantiv suggested. What about someone who...
We know the Mishnah says, even if you have no das, if you're a shogeg or a mazer or an anus, then it's still kona. But that's only if you meant to do bia. But if you didn't mean to do bia at all, again, not a terribly likely scenario, but someone fell off the roof and somehow landed bia on his yivama, or yiskavin latiach bakotel, maybe yiskavin latiach lebehema, you know, perhaps. Let's say he didn't have kavanah to do bia at all. Not that he didn't have kavanah to do bia to this girl, or he didn't know what the implications of bia were. He mamish was not trying to do bia at all. He just fell off the roof, and they live in a nudist colony. He fell off the roof, and he landed on her, and that's called nitka, right? So in that case, he's not kona. So the question is, could he be mekayim the mitzvah? So Yantav wants to say that's another nafkamina. If you say the mainstream approach to the mitzvah is kinyan, then he's not mekayim the mitzvah. If you want to say no, that the mitzvah is the bia, then he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. The only problem is, I'm not so convinced of that, because if he had no kavana to do it in the first place, maybe he's a misasik and he's not mekayim the mitzvah either. That might depend on the machlokes we've shown him in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavtes, whether his asik is mechalim marais, mechayim mitzvah or not. That's a little more complicated.
What about the case where he's kosher in zinut, or his mamish has negative kavana that he doesn't want a kinyan, he doesn't want any.
Then he's still kona. He's still kona. That wouldn't help.
Why?
Because that's bein anusa, right? Even if he's honest, he says, I don't want to do it. They're making me do it. That's even if it's nus, the Gemara says even l'shem's nus, that's still kona. Okay, so maybe you could say nafkamina is nafal minagag v'nitka b'yivinto, but I'm not so sure because it could be that it's not a mitzvah at all. That's a maybe. Okay, maybe nafal minagag. Nafal minagag is definitely not kona, so for sure it would not be a mitzvah, and then maybe even be chayav karis. If you say the mitzvah is to marry her, but maybe ki a mitzvah lefi the Rashi and the Ran in Maseches Rosh Hashanah who say you can kind of mitzvah even without das if there is hana, but that's very complicated. So not going to swear on that. Okay, let's go to the other side of the coin. Can you have a case where you have a kinyan without the bia? Maybe that would be a good nafkamina. Can you have a case of a kinyan without the bia? That is a little harder. How do you have the kinyan without the bia? After all, only yibam is kona. So, but maybe this would come on to the discussion Tosfos Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Let me ask you a simple question. Tosfos Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Dibur Maschil Otu. Someone chazer for me. Who's going to chazer for me? All right. Someone over there next to a window. Chazer for me. Why can't we be miyabim chayvig lavim? After all, I say do halosasa midaraisa. So why did the Rabbanan not let you be miyabim chayvig lavim? Anyone? Zera be a rishona, atu be a shnia. Ask Tosfos, atu be a shnia. Lav davka not to be a shnia. He doesn't ask. He just answers. Tafi would gmar be a rishona, asu be a nickname spera. Says, what do you mean zera be a rishona to be a shnia? It sounds like be a rishona is okay. Even be Rishon is Asur, because she's Yavama nicknames. Behara. Haraba bein Gomar Kona. Echada, Mara, Echada Gomar Kona. Velochilik Mila Bia. Hera is the first second of Bia. Hera is Kona. Just 1 millimeter. Hera is Kona. If Hera is Kona, then why is there even a heter to do Bia Rishona? They should have said Xera Tchilas Bia Atu Sof Bia. Why is there even a heter to do Sof Bia? So it says, Enchanami, there's no heter to do Sof Bia. They said Bia Rishonah to Bishniya. What they meant was Zera, the first minute of Bia, Atu, the second of Bia. Really, there's no heter to do a Gemar Bia. Why? Because once you're Kona, the mitzvah's over. However, says the Ritva, in later on, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, there's a parallel case. In the old days, you used to have Masoras Hashas on the side. You could see where all the parallel Gemaras were. Now you look on the side, you see Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, same exact sugya. The Ritva on the sheet says, Alexera be Rishona to be a Shniya. Umihu, Kula be Rishona Sharia midoraisa. Machlok is Tosas and Ritva. Tos said the be Rishona is Aser. Ritva says, no, be Rishona is Mutter midoraisa. The Avgav de Yavam Kona Betrilas Bia, Kavan de Kia Mitzvah, less of a Pachami be a Gemura, de Ika Kama Zera, Kula Mishtar. Whoa. I forgot the even kona because he's kona in the beginning of bia. But did you do a mitzvah? No. Kiyo mitzvah lesa. He's kona in the beginning of bia. But there's no mitzvah. He hasn't done a mitzvah by being kona. When does he do the mitzvah? Bia gemura. Why is bia gemura usually haraz just as good a bia as bia gemura? Why in this case is only bia gemura considered a good bia? Because what are you trying to do? Hakamazera! Until Marbia, there's no Hakamazera! Again, for Isra Heter purposes, Haraz Chayav Karis. But, for, you know, right, what's, of course, what's the only Avera where you're not Chayav Karban until you do Marbia? Shifcha Harufa, because what it say in the Chumash? V'ish ki yishka v'sisha? Shechva zera v'yishevcha nechrefes la'ish v'chulei v'chulei v'chulei. Right? So shechva zera obviously means marbia. I mean, you don't really need a pasuk for that. That's just a fact. So here, what if you have a kinyan without a proper bia? What if you have a kinyan without a proper bia? So Tosfos says, once you're konet, you've done the mitzvah. Tosfos says, once you're konet, you've done the mitzvah. Tosfos, kevan shekana, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Once you're konet, you're mekayim the mitzvah. That's it. Done. Over and done with. Whoever is konet is mekayim the mitzvah. Says the Ritva, though, on the parallel, so you know, samach aleph, amen aleph. This is Tosfos, on the chaf, amen aleph. Chaf, amen beis, I mean. The Ritva says, on Daf Samachal basis, look, obviously, what's the tzad of the chakira bia? Why should it be a mitzvah to do bia? Who ever heard of a mitzvah to do bia? Right? Doesn't that go against all of the Musar literature? No, the mitzvah is because that comes zera, because bia is making zera. But only gemara bia is making zera. Hera doesn't help for zera, so it must be the mitzvah is gemara bia. So the ritva says, lesa le mitzvah ad gemara bia. Says you can have a kinyan. But a kinyan doesn't have the only rishon I found. Mefurish, on the side of the Afikei Yam, the Ritva and Daf Samachal says, there's no mitzvah until Gmar Bia. Oh, you were kone, you're now man and wife? Yeah, kinyan is a separate point. There's a fringe, you got the fringe benefit already, but you weren't mekayim the mitzvah yet. Why did you get the fringe benefit without mekayim the mitzvah? Okay, when it comes to chalos ishos, so therefore we have to draw the line someplace. You know, we don't want to draw the line, so we say you're married. Fine, you got the fringe benefit, but you didn't do the mitzvah until you cheated. You got the fringe benefit, you didn't do the mitzvah yet. You didn't do the mitzvah until Gemar Bia, because it says, yeah, v'hakim zera. That's what it says, gracious. But it also says, v'hakim lach of shame be Yisrael. Right? Yivam yivo lehal v'hakim shame, a bia v'hakim shame, is obviously Gemar Bia.
Why are we drawing the line here? Like, what if she doesn't fall pregnant from this bia?
That is an excellent question. After all, why don't you say the mitzvah midoraisa is to keep being bold until she's pregnant? No one says it. Impossible. Impossible? I don't know if it's impossible, but no one says it. Right? Maybe, I could squeeze it into being possible. You know, if I had to squeeze into Shas, I could. If I found a Rishon who had that Shita, or an Achron who had that Shita, or Gon who had that Shita, I would even be satisfied with Namor or Tano who had that Shita. Okay, I think I've exhausted all my possibilities. If I found one of the Elvis and Emos had that Cheetah, that would also be okay. What?
Savarayim.
Okay, thank you. Savarayim are very tricky. Without getting into Mechkar now, but can you name me one of the Savarayim? Very tricky Savarayim. Okay. It's the only whole historical class of people who we don't actually know how they exist. But that's for Revel, not for now. Okay, Moshe can?
What?
Name me one of the Savarayim?
No.
Okay, we'll see. Okay.
So. Things exist.
What?
They don't exist.
Okay. So. Where were we? Okay, fine. So no. Why don't we say you have to keep doing it until she gets pregnant? That is an excellent, excellent question. If someone had that cheated, that would make a lot of sense. The answer is going to have to be, the Malbim has a very clever answer. If you look at the Malbim on the new Bakora sheet. But, barring the Malbim.
It actually not be the question would be until you have to work, you're not kind until the kid is born.
Right, it wouldn't be enough to get pregnant. The kid would actually have to be born and probably live 30
days.
right? And then it's not your fault. but, so, Maybe the answer is because this isn't a good answer to the lashon of the pasuk. Pasuk says yivama yivol leil lekacha lo leisha. It doesn't say you have to have kids do the mitzvah. It just says you have to try. So therefore, okay, the mitzvah is to try to have kids. After all, it's, you know, you can ask a kashrut puravu, but it's very hard to have mitzvahs to have kids, since, you know, all you can really do is try. Even ad hayom hazeh, you know, all you can do is try, meaning there's no guaranteed way to have kids, although you'll ask them from puravu. But I don't know, it's a good question. You have to say the pasuk.
Could this be a whole part that really doesn't mean that?
Okay, hold that thought. Okay, I don't know how long you'll have to hold that thought, because it's, Zev, can I ask you a favor? Just get up on your chair and move the minute hand to the three. it's a Rosh Ben Yerodei Kofei test, no? Okay. Yes, now. Anyway, so this nachlokes between the Ritva and the Tosos is l'chora, they might be arguing at this Chakira. Tosos says, it's a Mishnah that says Kana. Isn't Kana the same as Kiyam Mitzvah? Isn't, when the Mishnah says Kana, isn't that just a way of saying did a mitzvah? Mitzvah Kenyan, same word. And the Ritva says, no. The Mishnah, the sixth parak, is about Kenyan. Who put Kenyan together with mitzvah? Usually Kenyan goes together with mitzvah because it's in the same pasuk. No, it can usually goes together. But hera can be a Kenyan, but it's not a mitzvah because you didn't do a bia lahakim shein, which is obviously the kind of bia the Torah meant, not the regular kind of bia. So the Ramban and the Rashba are a little bit in the middle. If you look at the Lashon of the Rashba, it's the second last on this side of the Shifim Tomer. In Kain, one alayim shem bia shniya, take away tchilas bia atu gemar bia hadlesa, right? He has the same question. After all, isn't there an Isser of Gemara Bia? No, Halesa. The Avi Shekna Mishas Hara. Even though the Kenyan is Mishas Hara, we come back with mitzvah ad Gemara Bia Isa. He says somewhere in the middle. Tosa says, Kiyam mitzvah, the mitzvah's over, right? The mitzvah is over once you're Kone. The Ritva says, the mitzvah hasn't even started. It's Gemara Bia's mitzvah. He says, and the Ramban says the same thing. No, the mitzvah is continuing. The mitzvah continues to Gemar Bia. Do you vote well at Gemar Bia, Mashmah? It really sounds like Gemar Bia. Inamish from the Hachal Lahakim Shame of Gemar Bia, the Gakama Zerah. And the Zerah Long Gemar Bia, El Shah Reba, Kasav Afira. The mitzvah continues to Gemar Bia. Just, there's a Reba Yim for Hara, but the mitzvah continues. Meaning, if you stop at Hara, that's a mitzvah. But it's also a mitzvah to continue. And this, we have to figure out exactly what the nature of this middle shita is the Ramban the Rashba that the mitzvah continues. They're not saying the Ritva. The Ritva says there's no mitzvah till Gemar Bia. L'hakim lachim shein. They're not saying Tosos. The mitzvah ends after Harah Kinyan. L'kam lo l'isha. They're saying the mitzvah starts and then the mitzvah starts at one point and continues through to another point. Exactly why, like, why is the mitzvah only 1 second? Why is the mitzvah start and then it's still a mitzvah to continue? That I want to, you could say, well, you know, the mitzvah is really, if you had to pick something, you might put them on the side of the Ritva. In which case, there'd be a lot of you showing the big yam side. The mitzvah is l'hakim l'achim shein. Yavo aleha in the context of yibo means marbiya. However, b'diavad, you're yotzei the mitzvah hara because the gzeiros are gossip just to not make the, to simplify things. So really, the mitzvah is bia, and really it's hakama zera. But b'diavad, there's a technicality that b'diavad you're yotzei hara. So maybe they mean like the Ritva. The mitzvah is bia, b'diavad you're yotzei hara, and once you're yotzei b'diavad you're kona. But lechatila, the mitzvah is to do it. There are cases like this. The mitzvah is to shake lulav b'diavad. If you pick it up and don't shake it, you're still yotzei. Why? Because it's, you know, you've at least, you're in the right realm. You've at least come close to doing what you're supposed to do. So there are cases where lechatila, you're supposed to do more b'diavad less. Maybe they hold like the Ritva. Or maybe they hold something a little more complicated, which, Zev didn't do shlichus, so it's going to be a little tricky now. But it's a very important mida to know when the Rebbe's joking. It's a crucial mida even. What we'll have to do is, we'll have to continue this conversation, Mir Tashem, on Monday. Oh, no. What's today? Today's Monday. On Thursday. Okay, Thursday will be our last shiur before the Hanukkah vacation, before the intercession, for the holidays. So on Thursday, what we'll do is we will continue this conversation and we'll continue this conversation and we will maybe go a little weiter in the Gemara because I don't want to fall behind the Gemara either. So on Thursday, we'll continue this conversation and maybe just so we won't be bored if we finished all the Makoros, we'll go ahead a little in the Gemara, in the parts of the Gemara that I don't have a lot of eons to talk about. So we'll have to continue this conversation. Someone please take a picture of the board and we will pick up with this board. Amir Tzashem on... good, I used it up anyway. We'll pick up this board, Amir Tzashem on...